Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The leader of the Nationals has reacted to the Prime Minister's $519 million announcement that will help farmers prepare for drought. David Littleproud says the funding is coming from the $5 billion Future Drought Fund that he claims the PM opposed in 2019. The member for Maranoa adding questions surrounding the allocation of $15 million of the funding to the Indigenous community.
Drought is about farmers. It's not about race, and the government needs to come clean and tell us what this $15 million out of this $500 million that they're going to invest will go towards.
Another blow for Bonza's more than 300-strong workforce. The embattled airline will remain stood down for at least another week, with the airline's fleet likely to be removed from Australia. During its 15 months of operation, Bonza had regular flights to and from Toowoomba. Mystery still surrounds bones found in Toowoomba bushland, with police working to identify the remains. A crime scene was declared in the Glen Lomond Park after what were believed to be human bones were found by walkers on Monday. News Corp reports police are reviewing missing person records. A teenager who suffered serious injuries in a car rollover on the outskirts of Nanango is now in a critical but stable condition in Brisbane. The teen was flown to Queensland's Children's Hospital in a critical condition after he and three other teens were in a car rollover on Tuesday morning. Police are investigating the Diagula Highway crash. It comes as the RACQ reveals aggressive driving behaviour is increasing on our roads. RACQ Road Safety Manager Joel Tucker says this National Road Safety Week they are concerned we aren't being courteous of each other.
We've all got places to be, we've all got families we want to get home to, and so we all need to do what we can to make sure everyone gets home safely.